some break.
No, I do want to take the one other public comment, and then what I thought was we would take a break and come back. The rules for breaks, I actually did talk to Rich Rodriguez during the break. It was purely voluntary, but he suggests that you all run around and lift heavy weights. Dennis McCafferty.
I'm still Dennis McCafferty from the Economic Alliance. Our organization's concern about exceptions to the CON rules certainly apply here. Every exception just further weakens the standards, and we believe the standards as they're currently written are very effective and should be reinforced. I also wanted to mention, because you were talking about who's going to speak, Blue Cross had previously spoken in opposition to this position, and we wanted to remind folks of that. Our members' concerns are, is there really a need for 24/7 MRI in every hospital emergency room? This facility already has mobile MRI that's there. It used to be 5 days a week. They cut it back to 4 days a week, 12 hours a day. For those emergencies that happen during that 12-hour time frame, that's available already for being taken care of. It's only the off hours in which there is a potential quality of care issue. There is a fixed MRI less than 15 miles away from this facility. They have chosen for various reasons not to transfer their patients there. They transfer the ones that they've found it necessary to transfer in the middle of the night. They've transferred them many miles further, sometimes at patient choice. So in many of the existing hospitals that do have MRIs in their emergency rooms, they don't operate them 24/7. So this would there's just not justification for having somebody there all the time. We also wanted to raise the issue that there's a concern about the financial viability of the mobile routes. To provide MRI services to the small community hospitals in the rural areas, provisions were put in the standards to allow for mobile access. Mobile access routes need to have sufficient volume in order to make it a reasonable business opportunity for them to continue operating that. If this exception is allowed and if additional exceptions come along, there, by the way, we don't have to think about the possibility of someone suggesting 15,000. Somebody already has. How long before every hospital emergency room has the right to get these, and before long the business case for having mobile routes is not there. Now, the mid-sized hospitals, moderate-sized hospitals will be able to afford to get a fixed one, but will the small ones? We suspect not. The 20,000, yes, it's arbitrary. Where do we came from? Well, it was interesting to note that Oaklawn had 20,025 ER visits last year. So it sounds like 20,000 was a reasonable number to them. The organization that that in public testimony already suggested 15,000 was the Crittenton, Mount Clemens General, and Pontiac Osteopathic Hospital. They thought that 15,000 was more appropriate. And that's the end of it.
Thank you. Questions? All right, we're going to take a 10-minute break. We'll come back at 11 o'clock and move to commission discussion and proposed action.